Douglas, Arizona sits within the Sulphur Springs Valley. It's also home to the Whitewater Dam Wildlife Area. Here, 35,000 sandhill cranes migrate to every winter. There are three different types, species that migrate there, the greater, the lesser, and the Canadian sandhill crane. Some travel Sulphur Springs from as far away as Siberia.
What?
And I've got a message into Arizona Game and Fish. They're doing a little research for me because think about where Siberia is and how does migration go, north and south. So these have to go over the North Pole, right? They're not flying in circumference around the lateral. They're, you know, they're going longitude. And I want to know, are there any other birds that go over the North Pole in their migration pattern? So we're going to have a wildlife specialist from Arizona Game and Fish on this month to talk a little bit more about that. We've missed it seeing them this year. The flight out usually starts about March, but that wasn't one of the things that we were trying to pair Douglas and April together for. You can tell the difference between a sandhill crane versus a heron or egret because cranes fly with their necks straight, whereas herons and egrets have their necks folded back.
I learn something new every week.
You know, I never noticed that, and I've seen blue herons flying and never really looked at their necks straight or crooked. I say, hey, it's a blue heron.
Never see them the same again.
So now if you're out driving this week and you see a big old bird with a neck straight, you know, that's a crane, and I'll tell you why. Let's get up to Flagstaff, where our promotion team is on site at the Home Co. Hardware Show for the Home Co. Home Show. But before we get there, Lance, I'm pretty awful jealous about that muffalata sandwich you got last night.
Me too.
Proper Meats.
Oh, yeah, it was something. It was one of the better sandwiches I've had.
Had you ever had a muffalata before?
I have not, so I went into it not exactly sure what to expect. But
that's a pretty incredible.
I definitely was not let down.
Now, you've got a lot to do here to fill your role at Rosie on the House. You still have to get to Cottonwood and Camp Verde and Prescott on your way home, all right? And that's the last four to round out our 10 sandwich shops from the tour.
We sure give our crew the easy jobs, you know?
it's a tough living.
Well, tell us about the home show today in Flagstaff.
Yes, yeah, so we're up here in Flagstaff for the 5th annual Home Co. Community Home Improvement Show. It's going to run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're wondering where that is, the easiest way to describe it is just get right on the I-40 and just take Butler Avenue, the exit for that, and it's about a mile right off that. You can't miss it. It's going to have, we got free parking, free admission, free food, free hot dogs, free pizza, free drinks. There's going to be belt sander racing, which I'm actually really, it looks like a standard drag race. So I'm going to make a note to check that out. We also have NAU Logging Sports. That's going to run, I think that starts at about 11. And raffle prizes as well. And, of course, you can't forget the free beer garden that's going to be from noon to 2 p.m.
And I'm assuming that's all going to be local microbreweries. You have the Lumberyard. You have Beaver Street Brewery. You have... did I ever say the Lumberyard? I collect growlers from local breweries, and I'm trying to picture my wall where I've got, I think there's four of them I have from Flagstaff.
And how many vendors, Lance? Since you're having so much fun.
75.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
And then we actually have our certified partners, JKC and Agassiz Landscaping as well up here.
Woohoo!
And of course, if you haven't got your 2019 calendar, we'll have those as well.
Have the 2019 calendar and other promotional giveaways that you can find if you find the Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford Transit on site with our promotion team as always. Just look for the big wrapped transit. This says Rosie on the House across the top. It's got all of our station listings on it. And you can go down there. Lance is on site and Jen's with you as well?
Yep. It's going to be me and Jen today.
Well, thanks for being there in Flagstaff for our Arizona listeners. Just one more way we try and connect with our listening audience to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend that opens up here in an hour. I don't know what time Proper Meats opens up, but I would go get a muffalata before I went to the home show.
All this talk about food, you know what? I got to thinking, you know, Flagstaff during the wintertime, it's skiing. But I'm telling you, you can go there anytime. There are a ton of great restaurants in Flag. Just go up there to eat for the weekend.
Oh, Bun Huggers?
Oh, yeah.
You need a cheeseburger? Never passed Bun Huggers.
Macy's coffee shop for a little...
I knew this was going to be hard talking about sandwiches. I thought, you know what? I've got to get up and I'm going to make an andouille egg sandwich for everybody and the broadcast. Because if we're talking about this meats shop sandwich... Starting off the broadcast, we're going to be hungry the whole time.
Well, Rovi Dairy's in next, and they brought us some cheese.
All right. There you go. You guys.
And the food continues, folks.
As we go into our outdoor living hour, it's the first Saturday of the month, so it is our farm fresh topic, and we are talking cheese. Arizona makes a lot of cheese, believe it or not. Even recruited some guys from Wisconsin down. There's an official title, and we'll get to it because I don't want to butcher it. But they have and a little different twist on it. So the Wisconsin cheese guys at the Dairyman Council is what you would expect, your cow dairy. Well, Paul makes a different type of cheese from a different type of milk. So we'll be excited to learn about that. Here at Rosie on the House, the Rovies have been farming in Arizona for over 100 years.
Wow.
Looking forward to having them on the air with us.